I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zinke, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio with your girl, Chalk Mommy. I am in the motherfucking building. I'm tired. But the show must go on. Tonight is going to be a crazy-ass show because I have Roxy Reynolds calling in at 11:30, and it is going to be crazy. I'm so excited. This weekend was like a very good weekend for me. I got some rest on Sunday. Saturday I went out to my son's performance. It was cool. You know, I got sexy and everything like that. And, you know, hey, I couldn't help it. I just had a great time. So, you know, Lord, my life. Tonight I have the lovely, Roxy Reynolds, and I see Diva calling me on my other phone. I swear, stop smoking weed every day. Where he need to be, and it's just I send a text message, and so I just sent like. I sent out messages, and I have a new co-host, a male voice tonight. Diesel GSM Goon Squad Mafia. he came on Friday, and he did such a good job at talking about relationships and speaking from a man's point of view, and he was so articulate and intelligent. So, you know what I'm saying? I just had to talk to him and, you know, get it in. Now, he called on my phone, and he's supposed to be calling in. So, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and play 35 by Diesel and take this phone call.
Yes. What up, Diesel? It's PGPM for life.
Yeah.
I'm selling dope till I'm 35. Blowing on the 35. For the kush, I took the trip and caught
look inside it in the lunch room. My homie made a bet that if I took that shorty out, I still couldn't hit that. That's when I approach her looking clean with a tic tac. Niggas hanging down on my ears with a fitted cap. Nike long hair, shorty look real good. No dick teeth, shorty get that real wood. Thick thighs with brown eyes, her lips glossy. Cute walk, she flash by, her shit flawless. Cause I ain't even gotta ask for a kiss, man. She get it poppin', hold her on like a kickstand. She never argue when them other broads fuck with me. If I was locked up, I knew that she'd come and get me. She in my mind, I'm about to ask her to marry me. She don't give a fuck about the mother bras eyeing me. She out, and I'm out, and I'm real. What's up? Say, Kurt, what up?
I've been dreaming about you. You like my heart, I can't live without you. Lay your head up on my pillow, ain't no thinking about it. Put you in a coma, ain't no coming out. See, I just be lying to the mother girls. Tell you the truth, I just grew tired of the
mother girls.
Whoever sent you to me, I need a referral. Come into my bedroom, I can change your world. What I'm saying, I can change your life. Stop planning for the future, focus on the night. Shawty, you gon' get this pillow right, cause it's street.
Lay your head on my pillow. Just relax, relax.
Cause shawty, it was meant for you.
She love me like ditto. And I sort of throw her head on my pillow. Cause all I got is a dollar and a dream for you. Yeah. Cause she love me like ditto. And I sort of throw her head on my pillow. Yeah. Cause all I got is a dollar and a dream for you. Yeah.
And just relax.
Called this number the other day. Your number, the 336 number. Or I might have been high. I'm sorry I've been fucking up on my first day though. I got your number now to call. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm good. I could be a lot better. But I'm good because I am fortunate enough to see another day. Scotty, sorry I didn't call you back after my doctor's appointment, but when they told me my blood pressure was high today, I was feeling a certain kind of way. So, you know, my bad. But just knowing that you were going to be on the show tonight and we got sexy-ass Roxy Reynolds from 11:30 to 11:45 is going to be the kicker.
I was trying to think of some questions to ask, but I didn't want to come off corny, so...
Your AT&T phone fucking up. Your AT&T phone fucking up.
No, I got you on speakerphone. Then you going to try to clown me on the air? Okay.
You know, I got to say something about AT&T,
because,
you know, they got...
No. No, you ain't finna do that. I had you on speakerphone and I got the window down. Can you hear me now?
No, they were cutting in and out and I know sometimes when you're driving, you hit, like, dead zones. It doesn't matter who your cell phone provider is. It's like sometimes you just hit some patchy areas. For me, when I pull into my subdivision at the top of the hill, my signal will go out till I get to the middle of the hill or when I pull in my driveway. So if I'm on my iPhone or my BlackBerry, it'll do that. And that's because I'm with Sprint.
Give me one spot. I'm gonna have you on speakerphone.
Oh, I got you on speakerphone now. It works perfectly for me. So, how was
and you
your,
keep trying to front on my phone?
Man, look, your phone does what it needs to do, and I hate AT&T because they're the only motherfucking networks where you can talk, surf, look at pictures, all at the same motherfucking time.
At the same damn time, you hate them. Anyway, look, while you calling my cell phone, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm just excited about you, you know, being the male voice, and I haven't had time to promote you like I want to because my week is, like, crazy, you know. I get up at 5:30 every morning. I take my son to work, come home, take a little nap, and then take my daughter where she needs to go. And then I go to work from 1:30 to 10, and I get back home probably like around 10:30, and then I be sleepy. So my time is kind of fucked up. But I am going to make sure that I dedicate enough time to promoting you. So I need you to send me a nice, sexy picture so the ladies can see you. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to write
you. You don't have any pictures?
Huh?
I'll send you one.
I know you don't want me to use, I know you don't want me to use the picture that I got.
What picture you got?
The one that you took when you was on the stage.
Did you send it to me? I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's on Instagram, the one I was telling you about Friday when you was grabbing shit and you was like, that's just a habit.
Yeah, well, why you don't want to put that up there? Hey, this chocolate city.
Yes, I'm going to put that up there. I'm going to put it up there because I still got it
in
my
iPhone. I'm going to send you some pictures, though.
Yes, because I need to make, like, a little collage that says Chocolate City and our pictures together so people can see the male face. Because do you know how many men have actually be like, oh, I want to be the male co-host, and then they just don't have it? They just, I don't know what it is. They just fuck up.
Well, we ain't sure if I got it, so let's reserve the right. And fuck around, be booing me in a minute. So let's not crown me yet.
I have faith in you, and the reason why is because Friday, when you had everybody standing outside waiting for you while you was doing the interview, you was kicking some real shit when we was talking about relationships and everything like that. And then I was like, you know what? I think Friday night, you know what I'm saying, will be a good night to explore, like, from a male's point of view, what makes a relationship work for him? Like, is it, like, does the fact that she can cook, clean, or is it the sex game? Because somebody told me that cooking, cleaning, and all that is good, but if a bitch can't fuck, then a lot of times shit don't work out, motherfuckers dip away. So it's like a lot of questions that I want to ask a male person because they can give it to me from a male perspective and break
so
it down.
This for Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is for Friday. Okay, I got time to study.
Yes.
I'm going to lay it on y'all last.
Yeah, you got time to pick topics.
Yeah, you might kick me off the show after what I got to say.
I'm single, and I need to know this because I'm actually looking for a mate. I'm looking to settle down. So I need to know what men are looking for these days. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I
keep
fucking the homies and just not coming back and, just not fucking with them no more. Deleting them out of my phone, and when I see them walk by, like, we never had relations. I mean, so I need you to tell me what men are looking for so maybe I can conform and become a submissive. That don't even sound right. So I can learn how to be
listen,
the right
you
one.
You fucking
for
up
right
already.
Man.
Listen to that. You tell me that don't even sound right.
I mean, shit, it don't. I'll be submissive in the bed when I'm taking that date,
yeah.
But, like, you know,
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of different stuff. We'll get into it Friday, because if I start, I ain't going to stop. So we're going to kick it Friday. Yeah, I got you. We're going to kick it Friday.
You are so sweet. You are so sweet. So, do you look at porn?
What?
Do you
all
look at
day,
porn?
Every day. I'm borderline Kurt Franklin. I when I gotta take care of business, I take care of my business. It ain't, you know, I don't have no issues where it's, you know what I'm saying, where it's taken away from another part of my life. But yeah, I watch my fair share of porn. Pornography, I do.
Wow.
Original, professional, amateur. I got porn in my phone. Ain't that right, man?
Wow. I mean, I don't look at it like that because I don't know why it makes me shy. And I'd be like, damn.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. No. Miss Dick, Pussy, Fuck, Suck, all that shit you be talking. Watching porn make you nervous. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, if I'm watching porn with a dude, it makes me nervous because a lot of times men be thinking, like, once they look at a couple of porn movies, that they can fuck like the dudes in the movies and stuff like that. And then it's like watching other people fuck, and it's weird. It's weird because I should have started looking at porn at an early age, and I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, but,
yeah, that's
you know,
that's something you kind of gotta. Yeah, I think I was about 9 or 10 years old when I saw my first. I had already seen, like, naked books and naked playing cards and naked pictures by that time, but yeah, about 9, 10, I saw my first porn tape.
Damn.
It was fucking awesome. Every chance I could, I would sneak and watch it.
Wow.
Right.
I think for me, the most life-changing moment is when I found this big-ass dildo in one of my mother's pocketbooks, and I knew it wasn't nobody else's but her.
Whoa, wait. You found a dildo where?
In one of my mother's bags. And I was like, yo, I always knew my mama was a champ, but if she was taking that thing right there, I'm like, oh, my.
How did that make you feel that your mother was slamming herself with a giant dildo?
I mean, it just made me be like, damn.
That's some bullshit. That's what it is. I know it would kill me. That's why your blood pressure up. when did you see the giant slong in your mama's bag? How long ago was this?
I was 10. now it's about 2021.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really had to suck right about then.
Yeah,
21?
Yeah. I was already pregnant with my third child. I was married with children.
Oh, okay. So you was already... Okay, so it wasn't so bad for you. You know, most people don't really know how to fuck when they're 21, so that kind of shit. You know.
Well,
fuck with them.
I would say, I was a good fucker at that age. I was a real good fucker.
You said what?
Yeah, I was a real good fucker at the age of 21.
You was a real good fucker, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't the fucky, you was the fucker.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay.
I was back to back. I think one time I fucked like five dudes back
whoa,
to back.
Whoa, back up. Say that again.
I like fucked five dudes back to back. I was a hoe back in the day. When I was coming up, I was a hoe. I had a strong sexual appetite, right?
You know what? I have a newfound respect for you. I really appreciate that. The fact that you said, hey, when I was coming up, I was a hoe. I was... Wow. I mean, it's not funny, but, like, you know, that's not something you hear come out of somebody's mouth. That's pretty good.
You got to keep it hot. You got to keep it honest. Like, nobody likes a liar.
Yeah, I don't know. Why you say that? What made you a hoe growing up?
I like to fuck and I can never be satisfied. I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 18. So, it's like for a woman...
That's pretty good. Like, what are you talking about, 18? You ain't had your first orgasm until you was 18.
I already had two kids by the time I was 17, though. So, you know, if I'm having kids, I should have been having orgasms, too.
Okay.
I was close to it.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely
right. Yeah, so I was a woman. When you have a kid, you are a woman. You know what I'm saying? So I realized what it was because, like, for me, I can't speak for all women. When we are about to have a nut, right? It's this feeling that we open up, and it's like we can't get enough dick. So that's why we always tell you to fuck us harder, right? So when I was younger...
Wait a minute. Wait. You can't speak for all women now when you say that's why you say fuck harder. Because some women can't take harder.
Okay, for me, when it's time for me to come...
Right, thank you.
You better,
speak for other cats.
Yeah, I can't speak for other women in their boxes, but for my box, you know what I'm saying?
So you are Kurt Franklin.
Nah.
or Eric Benet.
You know, when I
or
used
Tiger
to be
Wood,
active,
you're a sex addict.
I'm Eric Benet. I would have to say Eric Benet, because if one dude didn't do it, I would need to have somebody else right after him. Because I needed to be satisfied by any means necessary. So if it took five to get me there, damn it, it took five to get me there. And they still wasn't really there.
You got balls. You're OG, for real. You're OG. I'm gonna go ahead and give you your OG token right now, John. Because you just said, if one dude didn't get it, I'm repeating it for the people that didn't catch it. That's what we're going to do, because you talk real fast, and I'm going to be the slow-talking motherfucker. You said if one dude didn't get it, then you would get it from the next guy, and if it took five, then it took five. You got a lot of nerve. You actually rude as hell. That is so rude. I mean, but it's you, so, hey, I love it.
Yep.
So you mean to tell me you did fuck five people in the same day?
they was back to back. They was, we were all in the house. Like, we're running up the bedroom, like, next. Damn,
whoa,
I'm still not that.
You're killing me over here. Like, you hitting me with the home run. Like, I've listened to your show. Like, you coming clean like a motherfucker. Damn. So they were all in the house.
I mean,
they were like, okay.
Your
boys did next.
My house was the hangout. We got a caller. Last 4-2-1-8-4. You're on the line with Devo and Chop, the reformed hoe. What's up?
I was listening to this shit and I wasn't gonna get in on this, but I couldn't even hold it off no more.
Wait. I was hoping you was hearing this because I saw you text me, but I didn't want to look at the phone because I didn't want it to drop the phone. Do you hear her?
Yes, dog.
I'm the fucking charge. Damn, Tom. What up?
Hell no. Whoa, what up, y'all?
What up, though, man? This big head.
Oh, shit. What's up, Chuck?
Okay, Chuck. Like, I'm really trying to find out where we're going to go from there. You go have to transition. You have to transition because I'm new to
the dildo in the pocketbook shit. Cause that shit there.
Yeah, Chuck just came all the way clean. Like,
shit, is she all the way clean? Is there more?
No, I don't want to hear no more. I think I just better transition to something else. Cause she sounded like she was describing a nightmare. All love though, Chuck.
This shit here.
I'm just saying. Would y'all respect the chance?
No, I know. I respect your honesty to the 50,000 power. Like, I don't know where you get the nerve from, but more power to you.
Bitch, I haven't met. You sure as hell.
See, that's your boat, and you gotta paddle that motherfucker. So who am I to judge? Or who am I? I was just really. I've never heard those things uttered from a female mouth. I don't think I've heard that uttered from a pirate's mouth. Damn.
I don't even know where this is coming from. Maybe I shouldn't have took my muscle relaxer at work because I'm really relaxed and I'm just like,
So you geeked up. Okay, you geeked up. This is why you coming clean. You're going to be pissed in the morning.
I might be a hoe's motivation to be like, you know what? I don't have to be a hoe no more. I can be whatever I want to be other than a hoe.
You said you don't want to be a hoe no more.
So is there something wrong with being a hoe?
Yeah, like, shit, I stopped being
that's
a hoe.
Right. Neither, I don't want to be no hoe no more either. What about you, big head?
I'm fine with being a hoe.
What about you, big head?
I'm fine with being a hoe.
He said, I feel like going off. You stupid.
For a male hoe versus a female hoe. Because,
say that
honestly,
again.
I said it's different from a male hoe versus a female hoe. I don't think a female
is a hoe. A person who fuck a bunch of people is a person who fuck a bunch of people. Granted,
I mean, well,
it's different for a lady. Like, a lady should not be...
Society.
Yeah.
But why can't it be that... Okay, that's just... Okay, we just gonna be hypothetical, right? Okay, I fuck you, Diesel, but it
no,
ain't enough
didn't.
For me.
That, wait, you gotta pause. You gotta say, you gotta spread that out. Say, for example, don't just
okay,
say,
for
I fuck
Diesel. I fuck
say
Greg,
what now?
And then, let's just say, I'm using you as an example. Me and Diesel have never fucked. We have been in the same place before, but we was cordial. I kept my hands above the waist, okay? But what I'm saying is, let's just say, for example, I fuck you, right? I fuck you and it's good, but I'm not satisfied. So then I hit big head up like, yo, what you doing? So I fuck him, but he ain't satisfied me. So I call somebody else. So I just feel like it's the point of me fucking the right person until I'm sexually satisfied, to I bust the type of nut that I want to bust. So I don't think that that's a bad thing. I mean, I just
and
feel like...
Hey,
we
me.
Call that bust calls up here.
Well, damn it, I'm a bust call. How about that?
Wait. Okay. Listen. I feel like you are you, and you can do what the fuck you want to do. If you want to take 25 dicks at once, then that's your party.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I have really, once I got married, and that stopped, you feel me? But then, when I got locked up, and I had to do 3 years and 8 months, when I lived in Florida, yo,
Hold on, Chuck. You did 3 years in prison?
Yeah, 3 years and 8 months.
3 years and 8 months, I'm sorry. Are you serious?
Hell yeah, she's serious.
I know the rap she was so fucking gangster. Damn.
It was possession of 181 pounds of weed, dog.
Damn. Okay,
right.
Carry on, gangster.
Okay. Now, before I carry on, we got a call from 7694. Now, Roxy has been retweeting the tweets and stuff, so I don't know what number she's going to call in from or whatever. So, you know, when people raise their hand, I'm going to bring them in. But if it's something crazy that they say, these you already know how to give it up, mute or hung up on. So, 7694, you're live on the air with Chalk, Diesel, and Big Head.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
hey, how's it going? Yeah, what's the deal? This is the first time me listening to it. She giving up a lot of information. She just throwing that whole thing out there. She telling she been in prison and everything.
Yeah, she's pretty gangster right now, and I don't think I'm on her level. I'm not about that.
What I was going to ask her was, you know what I'm saying, I know you was trying to get satisfied. Why didn't you just get one person to keep trying?
What the fuck I'm doing?
That's a fucking fantastic question, Chuck. Let me hear it.
Because my thing is, if I fuck you, because back then I fucked people on a regular basis, but that particular day, my appetite was so fucking strong. I don't know if it was the white liquor I had been drinking, or if it was my best friend edging me up like, you can't do this, but yo, I did this. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all,
I was young back then. I was young. You know?
Y'all
still this, best friend? You know? Is she still my best friend? Yeah. She's actually, because after I fucked him, she did. So, hey, yes.
Hey.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Right.
God damn.
Hell, Chuck, you a little raw, my baby.
Yeah, just a little.
Hell, yeah. So is it safe to say you was using protection when you was dealing with all these different guys in the same night?
Okay.
Okay, well, there's a positive. Look, there's a positive.
Had to throw her alley-oop for one. God damn.
Yeah.
What up to the homie Scotty Mac, man? He listening too, man.
Damn, man.
Yeah,
that's
he
crazy.
Probably got his jaw down in his lap listening to this shit.
Chalk probably got Scotty running around looking for a goddamn square. Y'all know he quit smoking.
Yeah, 100. So what else, Chalk?
What happened to the porn star?
Right.
I don't know. I tweeted her and told her to call in because she's been retweeting that she's supposed to be on. I sent a confirmation email this morning, and her people didn't hit me back and be like, no. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm about
to... Her time almost up, shit. Shit, but I don't think she can talk to us.
Big head, you called in to get dibs?
Hell no, I wouldn't call and get dibs. I called in to listen to this shit, but I don't think baby girl could fuck with Chalk Story.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't know, cuz.
I mean,
I don't know. Hey, Google Rocky Reynolds.
What's the difference?
It wasn't no gangbang, so, you know.
I mean, the difference is Chalk did the shit for fun, baby girl get paid for doing it. So,
true that.
I don't know who. Depending on the person, somebody's a little bit more gangster.
No, I was young when that happened.
Yeah, she was just trying to get satisfied.
I was young. Like, no, I would never do that at this day and age that I'm at now. You know what I'm saying?
Chalk was looking for a nut. Baby girl looking for a check.
Yeah, when you're younger, you do different things and you don't really think about it. You're just going with the flow. And when alcohol is involved, hell, drink, fuck, have fun. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same shit people doing now. But I'm just smarter about how I make my moves and how I do my shit. You feel me?
I mean, shit, to each his own.
Yeah,
whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, for sure.
But don't get me wrong. Let somebody get up in my face, yo. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna take them down. I'm gonna be a lady.
I don't know.
Don't start now.
I was just listening. I was just surprised at how much info you was giving up.
She's gonna fuck me up on my first day. I don't really know what else to fucking talk about. Huh? You just took the cake, the whipped cream, the cherries, the sprinkles, all that shit. The nip.
Yeah, cause I agree with these. I mean, I gotta give you your respect because I don't know too many women that would say that. It would just
hell
come out
yeah,
and do that up. Like
hell
that.
No, you ain't ever gonna meet one. I mean.
But see, you gotta look at it like this. My honesty helps a lot of women. You feel me? Because, I mean, for me, being honest is a part of healing. Because at a young age, I was molested. And then when I was 18, I was raped. So for a very long time, I kept a lot of shit in. And it fucked up my whole life. And it just caused me to have a lot of issues. So then, once I got to a point in my life that I was comfortable in the skin that I was in, and then I started going down different paths and just doing different things or whatever, I'm just like, okay, it was like this, so Juanita buying them, no more sheets. What the fuck you see is what the fuck you get. Either you going to accept me and love me, or you going to hate me and get the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying? So all my life experiences I share because it's allowing other women to come out of their shell, out of their closet, and live their lives and not be a victim of their circumstances anymore. So I'm going forever, forever, ever,
you know
ever.
What, though, Chuck? You know what?
What?
To be honest, like, that's your thing. But for most women, I don't think that would be a good idea.
That's
you, and that's who you are. You bold. You talk like this all fucking week long. You know what I'm saying? You tweet it. You write stories. All of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, literally, you bought that life. For a normal girl, I understand where you're coming from when you say, you know, your honesty and how you. You know, how you come out with that, it helped women. I understand that part, but for them to, you know what I'm saying, let that out, that ain't the move. That ain't the move at all. But you talk, mommy, so you good.
Oh, my God, Chuck. Your stories help me in my bedroom, like blah, 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 blah. But we're going to hold that because we have a phone call from 3475 is the last four. You live on the air with Chalk and Diesel. Holla at a player.
Holla at a player.
You don't remember the last four by now.
She pulled that one out the Suave House bag on your ass.
Yes.
Holla at a player.
How many actions this is? What happened was, okay, we waiting on Roxy to call in, right? But while Roxy coming in, Diesel got me feeling a certain kind of way. He got the truth wave coming on the air tonight, and I just had to keep it hot, you know? I just, you know, started from the bottom.
Nah, I did the shit. No. You're not going to do that to me on my first day. I don't know how the fuck you started talking about fucking five people at once, but it wasn't. I didn't generate the shit. Don't try to put that on me.
Diesel, how are you enjoying your first day on a chocolate
evil on
wave?
Me, Ricky Bobby.
It wasn't at once, though. They took their turn.
Well, you know, they took their turns all at once, all the same. Fuck. It was in the same day.
In the same house.
Yeah, I ain't trying to stun on you, Chuck. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what happened to the person that called? What happened?
I'm right here waiting for y'all to.
You waiting for us to shut the fuck up? You should have said,
exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
How was your first day as a host of Chocolate City Radio?
You should have said, shut the fuck up. You know what? I'm just talking shit. So I ain't even really thinking of it as, you know, once you start thinking of it as, oh shit, I'm hosting, then you can't kick it. So I'm just kicking it. So that's it. I don't hit the weed. I'm chilling. It's a nice night finally here in Detroit. So
that's
okay,
awesome.
I guess. Who is this?
On this October night.
What's
right
your name?
It's Aston, darling.
Oh, shit. My bad. What's happening?
I'm fine.
You ain't say that.
One nigga at a time.
You got on the phone, like, holler at a player?
I know. Too much. I'm trying to figure her out right now.
Yeah, she on some other shit, right.
Look here.
You mad?
Okay.
Are you mad at her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ashton, I went to the doctor today, right? And, you know, I had surgery 10 months ago, and it's, like, not healing right. So, basically, I was having a lot of muscle spasms in my arm today. So, before I left work, I took my muscle relaxer, so I was relaxed. So, I mean, you know me, it's like, today is like the start of a new season for Chocolate City Radio, right? So, you know me, I'm going to always bring it. I'm going to always keep it hot. And I'm going to always tell the truth. And I'm always going to say how I feel and speak on my experiences. Because, you know, a lot of people can sit here and talk about this, talk about that, and they don't really be about their life or whatever. So, you know me, I always got to reiterate, I'm going to be one of the realest bitches motherfuckers is ever going to encounter.
Nigga, I don't know.
Right. Hurt.
You got the stamp from Big Head on that one, my baby.
Hell yeah. She got the good nigga of the year award from a nigga.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hands down.
Like that day the homie told us his mama used to strip. I was like, cuz, that took a lot of courage, cuz I wouldn't tell people that my mother used to strip.
Right.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's a place for everybody. It is what it is. She strip. But that kind of information, like, is like, really bold. It takes a certain kind of person to say, you know,
and
my mama used to strip.
And
I guess that's what makes them raw as they is, because he grew up in a strip club. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So wait, you didn't say nothing the other day.
Excuse me?
We cut you off. Now you done got on the damn phone again, and I don't know how
the
hell
to hear
you
about,
talk.
I wanted to. I know, because you know, I like to let people say what they have to say, and give people the floor. I'm not a, you know, conversation hog. All right,
well, you
like
got
that.
The flow now.
So
yeah,
I just
now.
Wanted to know why was it that what was Chalk saying that it's okay for her to be liberated and not every woman?
Are you asking me that or Chuck?
I'm asking Chuck because she was in the midst of saying something.
Chelsea, what happened was...
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know me, Ashton. I'm always going to be an open book because I feel like whatever the hell I've done, whether it's good or bad, it's going to help somebody out. You feel me? And it's like, I keep it honest about my sex life, especially being a victim of abuse, sexual abuse, so that other women don't have to be prisoner to their circumstances, because I was a prisoner for a very long time. So I was telling the guys that I get a lot of emails and I get a lot of DMs on Twitter from women, and they thank me for my honesty because it's helping them cope and deal with some of their own demons that they never faced, or some of my stories are helping them in the bedroom with their man. Shouts out to Pop Rocks when you sucking dick. Hey, stop.
Hey.
Whoa, wait. You moving too fast again. Shout out to who? So when she sucking dick, who are you talking
to
about?
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Yes. That
the
is
fame
a
great candy.
Pop Rocks the candy?
Pop Rocks.
Yeah, Pop Rocks the candy.
Who the fuck want Pop Rocks?
Like,
that
hell
shit
hell
hurt
no.
your mouth.
And
really?
Isn't that shit in your pee hole?
That's not what she doing. You will never
that's
have any fallout or
the
any
candy
type
is
of...
It's little sharp, know. Little pellets, like little.
Yeah,
pops.
Man.
What the fuck are you trying to shave all the skin off?
You can fuck all. If you sucking niggas off with motherfucking Pop Rocks in your mouth, no wonder they can't satisfy you in the end.
What the fuck? Who made you do that? Like, where did you get
that
advice?
Little
from?
Tricks and trades. I thought, you know, I didn't know that was a.
Yeah.
No,
I
want to
know
been,
who told you
Rocks.
To do that.
Actually, I learned that in California when I used to be married, and this white chick put me on to that. She did it with her husband. So I tried it with my husband, and, you know, it was just something that I carried out of the marriage. And then, you know, over the years, you know, of being single, going through a divorce, somewhere along the line, I became a professional dick sucker, right? Meaning I was on my shit and I knew my skills. So I started doing dick sucking with Pop Rocks and, you know, turning niggas out.
That shit sounds like the bullshit. I'm straight.
It sounds like certified bullshit.
It's just terrible.
Like
you know, I mean, it sounds clear. I mean, I don't.
So
I mean,
when you say your
things.
Head game is illegal, is
little
that because of the Pop
Rocks? you're a professional dick sucker, you don't need no pop rocks.
I know that's right.
You know what? Ashton, I'm trying to think who in my phone
two hands and a whole lot of
pop rocks that I could call.
No, who in your phone have you sucked their dick with pop rocks?
Yeah, that I can call. They can give a testimony.
Whoa.
So you about to call somebody who you just sucked his dick with pop rocks?
Dick with pop rocks.
That sounds like fun. I want to hear.
Okay, matter of fact, while I'm getting their number, hold on. Right. Oh, I'm going to bring it in after I make this phone call. Hold on.
Yeah. I don't know how I would feel about a chick using pop rocks to give me some head.
I'm just thinking about what the pop rocks do once they get in your mouth.
You ever ate pop rocks by itself?
Yeah, this shit ain't cool.
All right, so what you feel on your tongue is what you feel on your dick.
Yeah, but I mean...
With a tongue wrapped on it.
I feel you, but that just seems like it's some problems with that.
Nah, ain't no problems with it. It's so good. Hold on. I found I'm going to call him right now. Let's see.
Okay.
Can you imagine getting the phone call out the blue? A girl like, you remember when I sucked your dick?
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 251.
Hold on.
Somebody ain't paid their bill.
I know. He
thinks I'll put on pop rocks.
Damn. You know what?
The nigga strung out on pop rocks.
I'm at dinner, girl. Call me back.
I done turned a lot of people on to that, and they be like, oh my God, I saw my husband dick with pop rocks. That nigga was all in love with me again. Like,
so can
this
you
is
request,
crazy.
So can we just request for one of your listening followers to call in with their pop rocks experience?
Okay, I'm going to tweet that out, and while I do that, I'm going to bring Mo on the line. I know he got to say. No, I've never, Mo is not one of the people that I sucked his dick with pop rocks. I've never had any type of sex intercourse with him, so that's my disclaimer. Hi, Mo, how are you? Mo? He goes back on mute. So.
It's probably his girl.
I know. You know what? I better not tweet too much, because Itchy Tyson might call in.
Oh,
man.
My followers do the same thing with pop rocks.
When can the public expect to see the Chalk Mommy?
There ain't really no good way to reach out to somebody on this tip.
Hell no, you just got to be upfront with that motherfucker. Hey, but Chalk, I got a question for you.
Sure.
When can the public expect to see that Chalk Mommy and 50 Tyson porno?
Oh,
you know what, BK?
So what, cuz?
BK, I have never, ever wanted to cut you before, but, dude, I will cut the shit out of you.
That was a great fucking question, Chalk. You can't get married for that. I should have thought of that. That was great. So when is it coming out?
There is not going to be a porn video between me and 50 Tyson.
I pray to God not.
50 Tyson
he didn't get the pop rocks.
He can't get the pop rocks.
Yeah.
He already started.
It could be a power by Big Head event if need be. Like, hey, I'm with it.
Hey, Chalk.
Yes.
Is
that why he kept fucking up on the video? You was pop rocking him in the bathroom. We just couldn't see you. He just kept saying his face. Get over it. You was pop rocking it. Oh, man, I'm so mad at you right now.
How did you see the video?
Huh?
How did you see the video?
Don't make me lie right now. I'm high. Somebody sent it to me. I think you sent it to me.
You sure? You sure went to Scotty?
I said don't make me lie.
Okay, I think it was Scotty because I know Big Head showed it to Trick, and that's not nice.
I didn't. I did not show it to him. Trick was out of town.
Now, you know how this shit works. You know how that shit works. You send it to one person, it's gone. Send it to one person, that's public record. Because everybody got somebody they trust. Don't send this out. Don't send this out.
That shit, I remember when it popped up on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember who sent it to me. I remember that motherfucker popping up, though.
I think I
said,
did I call you?
Stop what you're doing and watch this right now.
That's exactly what it said. Did I call you, Chuck, right after I saw that?
No, you didn't, thank God.
They said no. They said 50 Tyson flew you into Minnesota, though.
And he had on all red and all blue.
He said, "Yeah, you was posted up in Minnesota with 50 Tyson."
No, he is supposed to be coming to North Carolina to do the video with Money Graham for "Hold You Down," and he want me and Twin Gage to be in the video.
Ooh-wee. Y'all might as well get that bonus material popping right now.
I'm not.
Chalk might be
not
a perfect candidate to head that damn B&B house.
Huh?
What the hell is a B&B house?
I said Chalk might be perfect to head the B&B Babe's house.
What's that?
Yeah, she
had them bitches in order.
Right, bitch, you got to take 5 dicks in 2 hours, bitch.
And a bag of pop rocks.
Where's your pop rocks at? I didn't say fun dip, bitch. I said pop rocks. No, the B&B Babe Mansion is B&B Babes.com. It's a mansion the OG got. What is it, 10 rooms, Big Head?
Yep.
There's cameras all over the house.
There's nowhere
you pay for a membership. Yes, you pay for a membership to either watch it or you can pay to come in that motherfucker. But all kind of gangster shit go down in the house, if you know what I mean.
Oh, so that shit like a brothel?
It's stripped.
No, because it's more like toys. It's not,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's live women,
like it,
but they're toys. It's not actual. I don't think it's gonna be in there.
Yeah,
actually in the house.
No. On the website, they gonna have to pay actors to come in and get it in with them.
Oh, there
it
is.
So it's gonna be gangster shit popping the whole, you know, in that motherfucker all the way through.
24 hours.
Yes, sir.
It's going down.
Well, we're going to try this one more time.
Get your whip ready, Chuck.
My whip?
Yeah,
only if I can use
whip these lousy wannabe hoes into shape.
You know, speaking of whips.
Turn them into good hoes.
The bitch, I'm going to turn you to a pro hoe. This is the last thing I do, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Madam Chalk. That's it.
I don't think I could be a madam.
Yeah, the fuck you care.
Shit.
Okay.
You'd be a and you know the perfect place for you to be a madam? In Minnesota with 50 Tyson, because that pimp ain't shit is so big.
That's the enforcer.
Yeah, the pimp and shit is big in Minnesota. You can go get it in. Yeah, just how your boo plug you into the inner city circle, you good.
Your boo?
Yeah.
That's her boo.
Shout out to Chalk Mama, Chalk City. Shout out to Chalk Mama, Chalk City. You already know it's your boy. Shout out to Chalk Mama.
Pop Rock.
Yeah, the most about that video is he was like in his drawers, like that.
See,
a nigga serious
in his drawers.
What
kind of drawers he have on, Chalk? You down as a Pop Rock.
I think a lot of money can be made from a 50 Tyson porno with Chalk Mommy, man. I'm trying to see what it's going to take to get it going.
Ooh.
I think the Pop Rock should have sell it just off of that.
But see, he wants to do one, but he doesn't want his face to be seen.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Why?
I mean, but we're gonna all know it's 50 Tyson. I'm sure of it.
No,
it might mess up his career.
Yeah, it might fuck up his career, and I don't want to do that. I mean, because I know fucking him, I'll fuck up his whole life, but I don't want to fuck up his career.
But I still
what
say it's probably a lot of money can be made.
I ain't even trying to diss the homie, but what career? Like,
yeah,
like that's
I was saying
say,
that.
If
I
anything,
was joking
that
when
shit
I said
is propelling.
Exactly, yeah. At least
and
I know
power
he gets some pussy.
Here won't end on the goddamn...
Who
wait,
hold
shit.
On. 100. Who checking for 50 Tyson mixtape?
I want to hear the
call
track.
Call in right now.
Hello?
Call in right now.
Y'all still there?
If you check in for the 50 Tyson mixtape, call
me
right now.
I'm going on that tip right now.
You know what? You know what? Let me clarify, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm hating, because he get, you know what I'm saying, he get money for appearances, and I ain't trying to knock the man's hustle. He a black man. I'm a black man. We brothers. But I feel like the whole thing... People make fun of him. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny, but people go overboard with it. You know what I'm saying? With making fun of him. So that's why, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I say who's checking for his music, like, I'm not checking for his music because I can't take his music serious because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because of
right.
his condition. I feel like
yeah.
if I feed into that, then I'd be part of the motherfuckers that's really making fun of him. You know what I'm saying? Because, like he can't really even complete sentences.
Right,
so
right,
rapping
right.
is a whole different, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not about to partake in the disrespect of the art form. That's 100. So I'm not hating on him. He getting his money. I hope he get his money to the day he fucking croaked, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna get into all that, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to think I'm hating on no goddamn body. No, I motherfuckers is.
Yeah, because when I said it hurt his career, I was joking, so.
What up, y'all?
How's the girlfriend, Mo? How's the wife?
Yeah, listen, man. Leave my shit alone. Y'all caught me in a
leave your shit
situation.
Alone. You need to start letting people know what you got going on there.
Yeah, but
you was about to get spoke on how you usually get spoke on, and you would have been embarrassed.
You can't put him on blast on air like that, y'all.
Make everything everybody feel good. Listen, but back to what the 50 types of shit. Chocolate.
Nah, Chuck, you gonna let her just swerve that one, Chuck?
You know what? We got good Omo. I'm not really worried about him. Pictures is worth a thousand words. So let him have his wifey.
Y'all
play dirty game.
Yeah, y'all on some bullshit.
Listen, I was waiting because you said you could fuck five niggas in one day. That's a hoe. There's nothing but a hoe. I don't care how they're putting it on a pedestal.
It was a hoe, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
I was young. You know, and I hope you get paid for that shit. Like my man said, if you get paid for it, do your thing. So if you just fucking to go search for a nut, you're fucking the wrong nigga.
Excuse me, when you're 18, 19, you're not thinking about that. Like I said, I was young when I fucking did it. Now, next topic.
Oh, so you was a young
hoe. Well, test.
Oh,
shit.
Yes, I was a young hoe, nigga.
You're,
at least I'm honest
young,
about it. That's the difference between me and the next bitch.
Women and men, we're just different. A man can fuck 10 bitches in one day. We're proud for you to call us a hoe. But a woman getting her back thrown out by 10 different niggas, that's a slut. That's not even a hoe. A hoe
but,
no,
100.
I have no regrets for what the fuck I did past, present, and what the fuck I will do in the future because it's making me who I am. So,
I just want to explain to you the difference between a hoe and a slut. A hoe get paid for it. You said you're a hoe getting that money. I'm not mad at you. You understand? No. There's no such thing as a hoe that don't get paid for. That's why they're hoe. But you got the sluts out there just fucking for free. You understand? You got the sluts just fucking for free. The sluts just fucking for free. That's a different category.
But at the end of the day, any fucking thing a person do and they own it, that's I respect them. Because you have a lot of people out here that do shit and don't fucking own it. You have a lot of people out here
that's true.
Yeah, you're right. If bitch gonna sit there and say she a slut, she a slut. That's nice. I ain't give her the name. My mama made her.
Her who made her?
A mom and a daddy.
Why it gotta be their mom and their daddy? Why can't it be just the choices that that person made?
Nah, their mom and their daddy. It's not what it is. If a girl get turned down like that, something she saw when she was younger, she experienced. You understand? It's something she's lacking morally. Hold on. It's something she's lacking morally to want to go expose herself to life like that. And what you said earlier, you was looking for that. If you did it, you was looking for satisfaction. So that's what you was missing. You was fucking the wrong nigga. Because you fucked the right nigga, you want to have to fuck four niggas afterwards.
Okay, but also, I missed the part when I was like, I had my own demons. Because what a lot of men don't understand is when you're violated at a young age, you tend to look at sex differently. Because,
I just explained the same thing. It had to start when you were young.
It's a cycle. So a lot of times when females are violated and they feel dirty, they feel like they don't have a self-worth, so they do a lot of dumb shit when it comes to sex. They're reckless because they're still trying to deal with what happened to them mentally in their mind because it was a fucked-up situation. So when I was young, I was wilding because I couldn't comprehend what happened to me because I'm just like, wow, this is crazy.
So you were looking for love in the wrong places, basically.
I wasn't looking for love, Mo.
Because if you telling me, listen, a young girl, I'm not saying your home was abusive, whatever situation you dealt with, you understand? It fucked you up to the point where you felt like you had to give yourself that five or six guys a day, mentally you have to really go through something.
Not a day, sweetie. That was one situation. That was one time. And it wasn't the fact that I was looking for love. It was the fact that I was off the chain sexually. Because I didn't give a damn about my body.
That's what I see. He said the same thing I said earlier. You was looking for love, or you was looking for a nut. That nigga, you was fucking the wrong nigga, because if the right nigga would have been your
but
nut.
But at that age, no, I wasn't having orgasms. I didn't know what an orgasm was, so no, I was not looking for a nut, and I was not looking for love. I was just doing it.
So you was just fucking the lady.
Yeah.
Fucking the lady on your back, that's all you was doing? So no kind of satisfaction out of it?
No, because I didn't know what satisfaction was, nigga. Didn't you? When you're violated, you don't know what satisfaction is. You just know what you're doing, and you're trying to take away a numb-ass feeling. You're trying to fill a void.
You can't say you're taking away a numb feeling, because after you fucked the nigga, your feelings that young should have been numb if he was going what he was supposed to do. It shouldn't have made you want to go fuck another nigga. That's what I said. Somewhere you were looking for.
I did not feel anything from it. Mo, what you're not understanding what I'm saying, because you're not gonna understand what I'm saying. When you are violated as a child, you have a crazy thought pattern when it comes to sex. What is right
you don't
or wrong?
You don't.
That's how the fuck
you
feel
like a piece of meat.
Yeah, and no, it goes deeper than that. It's a feeling that you really can't describe.
Okay, I got a question.
Yes.
During the time or during the moment of the five guys thing, I hear you say you were just doing it and you were trying to be satisfied. I want to know at that moment, like, how did you feel about yourself?
Mentally, I was numb.
Sorry.
Because
I have
to say that I was
calm. The reason I say that, I deal with a lot of youths, right? A whole lot of youth for my motorcycle club. And we get the stories, and we counsel these kids that have been through it, and I got people in my family that have been through it, and even a young child being raped. You understand what I'm saying? To go in that direction of sex, you understand? Either that child had to do it, and that's all they knew, so they thought to get people attention, that's what they had to do. Or either they enjoyed it so much, they did it so much to the point where they start liking to enjoy it. I never had a person at all in none of my counseling sections saying that they did it because they was numb, so they did it again because they was numb, so they did it again. Then there was a mental problem. You understand? Either you did it to enjoy being with a man, you understand, or you did it to get that man attention, you know? Are you and I'm not knocking what you went through.
It wasn't to get attention because I always had attention, Mom.
It's to a point
I always had attention, so I wasn't fucking niggas to get attention. I didn't have to do that.
Okay, so my question to you is, for a lot of people that's listening, people probably went through it, and people probably still go through it today, and they probably listen to the show. It got to be some reason, and you can't tell me because you was numb. Numb meaning you don't have
but
no
I can't
feeling.
Tell
going,
you
listen,
that
listen.
Because
okay, so
that's
numb,
what
no,
I
because
felt.
Numb.
That's what I felt, so I can tell you that, Mo, because these are my
okay,
emotions.
So what's being
it's
numb,
my reaction.
What's being numb? Make you go sleep with a man. That's what I'm saying. Being numb, you're saying you was numb. You was zombie, basically. You was numb. You understand? You had no thought process. You had no state of mind. Why did you sleep with men? What was you looking for to just lay down with a man? What satisfaction
was,
did you get?
I was going through the motions, sweetie. I wasn't looking for anything. I was going through the motions because I didn't feel clean. So having sex was just like, to me, because my innocence was taken and I was feeling a certain kind of way, it didn't fucking matter because I thought that's what all people looked at or whatever. So for me, I dealt with my demons for a long time to the point of it breaking me down because I didn't comprehend shit like I should have. You feel me?
Okay, I got another question.
Then another one came, and then it's like when you keep shit in, it fucks you up. So for me, communication and being like, okay, damn, this shit happened, so I could be looked at like this, so damn, I might as well go ahead and do this. It was the rationing in my mind. So you can't tell me whether what I did or how I felt was right or wrong.
No,
for the simple fact, it was.
You answered our question because, like you said, you did this and that wasn't right. It was crazy. So I went over and thinking I was right. You was using a man and using a sex, you understand, to get over what you was going through. You was looking for companions. You was looking for that moment. Even if it was 5 minutes, you was enjoying that moment with that man to get over the hurt you was going through. And that man, after he got done what he done, you wasn't satisfied, you went to the next. So you are answering my question by you saying
but
you was
that was an isolated incident with the five niggas. That was an isolated incident.
That's how you did it.
Say what?
I said that's why you did it. You were looking for that type of attention because you felt like
actually,
that was right. That was what you supposed to have done because that's all you saw. That's what you felt. That's what you went through. So you thought that was the right thing to do. So you did answer my question. You wasn't
actually,
you was looking
did,
for that type of
it was me and my best friend. We had been drinking and we was talking and we was just like, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that or whatever. So at that time, me and my friend, we were wild.
Well, okay, hold on. These five guys, like how did, like where the fuck did they come from? Was it like one
thing you
knew when he brought his boys?
They were homeboys. We all went to high school together. And my house was the hangout spot.
Had you been involved with any of them before?
Yeah. One of them, me and him was like, man, cool, we used to kick it on the regular.
Say that again.
One of them, me and him was mad cool, we used to kick it on the regular.
So just one of them. You knew all five of them.
We all went to high school together. We all hung in the same circle. We all saw each other every day. We all talked on the phone, on the party lines, whatever. We were all friends for years.
You only fucked one of them before this day.
Yeah.
So you blew the other phone mind with the fuck.
Huh?
I hear the conversation. I tried to digest everything y'all saying, everything that you said, everything that I said. That's crazy. Like, I mean, I'm not judging you. You know what I'm saying? Your shit, your story is your shit and your story because we all got something in our past and in our present that
mm-hmm.
we should be ashamed of. So, you know what I'm saying? You just had the guts to come forward and say, boom, I did this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wrap my hands around the whole event. Like, how do you just out the blue just be like, I bet you won't fuck all five niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's radical than a motherfucker.
It wasn't planned. It wasn't anything that was planned. You know what I'm saying? It was like they came over to the house
and
we were all kicking it like we always do.
Was y'all drinking?
Huh?
So it was a random just, I'll fuck all five of y'all right now. Bet five.
It was sort of like a dare. My best friend was like, dare me. Because it was me, her, and somebody
okay, so
else.
Exactly what
but the
it
other
was.
Person lost nerve. But you got to think about it. When you are in high school, as a female, a lot of females do a lot of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. You ain't bullshitting about that. I mean, like I said,
at the end of the day, when you're like 16, 16, 17, it's like, everybody's having fun.
I done shamed a bunch of bitches. You have not to the point of.
Still keep in touch with these dudes because the girl like that was in high school with us, to this day, we always look at them funny. You know what I'm saying? Because me and my boys ran trains on a lot of chicks. You know what I'm saying? High school, college, everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like Chocolate said, she was young. And at the end of the day, as men, we was young too. So we didn't understand how that would affect them in the future. Now, on the flip side, Chocolate taking it, and I, like you said, she's putting it out there to the point where she's not ashamed. You understand? But you got a lot of women that suffer behind that and say, you know, they even scared. You know, they even shy to look in your face, even as an adult, knowing she slept with you and your whole pack. You understand?
Right.
Especially if you had the wild pretty boys niggas. We ran. You know what I mean? And some niggas ran their mouth, and some niggas made the chick, the chick. I'm gonna tell you what it is. They made the hoe at the time feel like she's a hoe. And to this day, they still look at it, be like, yeah, we banged that bitch out of high school. She was a fucking slut. You know what I mean? Some women iron up to it and say, yo, my past is my past. It is what it is. You know? And I commend you for that, Chocolate. You understand? And like I said, you can go full form.
You know, whether women admit it or not, a lot of that has to do with the pressure of fitting in and the pressure to be accepted to the, you know what I'm saying? Like she said, she dared her to. So she wanted to prove to her best friend that, you know what I'm saying? It's a complex that most women have. It's a deep insecurity that all of them got.
Your best friend dared you to be a hoe in high
But hold on, she fucked him too.
Your homegirl fucked him too?
Yeah, she sure did.
She said, listen, we don't
have
to have
an orgy.
Damn.
Them niggas had an amazing day. Like, damn.
Yes, they did.
It wasn't no orgy. And then it's like a shit show.
Hey, what was y'all drinking? 151?
Man,
what was y'all drinking?
You know what?
151?
We drinking
no,
Cisco.
It was a white liquor.
Corn.
Cisco wasn't out back then, motherfucker. But So we was drinking Everclear because my mom used to always keep Everclear.
Oh, there it is.
Everclear. Everclear turned anybody into the Energizer Bunny.
So.
Oh, jeez.
To the Terminator. Okay, well, Chuck, you should have fucking said that in the beginning. We wouldn't be chastising you for an hour and 10 minutes.
Because at the end of the day, anything that I've done in life, I own it. I did it, I own it.
No, listen. Some shit you got to chalk up to the list.
It was a deep situation that a lot of people, like you said, is scared to address. I got women on the line that did worse than that and scared to admit it. You know what I mean? So by you coming forward, that's like magic.
I mean, that's just life.
That's
some
like magic coming
forward. Some dudes are afraid to admit they lick ass. That's just life.
I got a homie. He don't give a fuck.
Hey, listen. 100%. Listen, she got to be a quality bitch, though, to get the ass licked. I ain't gonna front. She gotta be top notch.
That stand is y'all.
Now that attention about to be focused on me.
He said the Energizer Bunny. That's a new name for home now, the Energizer Bunny.
Like,
yo,
what's
man,
up?
Everclear
is like Jasmine Williams
fucking Chicago.
It's a real
trip. Yeah, you could've that's an excuse right there, Chuck. Everclear.
Hey, we
all trying to doctor feel the shit out of you. You was drinking Everclear. The homie came in, got to the root of this shit. We got quiet than a motherfucker. He like, no, but you were seeking this. I said, well, goddamn, Dr. Till, we been getting on your ass for an hour, and you was drinking Everclear. Like that's really your path.
Yeah.
That's really your path, 100. That nigga Bushwick... That nigga Bushwick put a screwdriver in his eye drinking that shit.
Everclear is something special. I mean, like, you know, it's
special
good.
My
yeah.
ass.
No, that's
not the deal, though. You heard me?
Yeah, you're cool, special my by Everclear.
Everclear is good for parties, you know what I'm saying? But would I drink
no,
it at this
it
age? No, no, I wouldn't. So,
yeah.
You know, the last time I drank Everclear is I was at North Carolina Anti-State University hanging out with the basketball players. And
did you have on a chastity belt?
Boilermaker. We was like, you know, you have drinking games or whatever. So I was there along with a male player that we was going to turn the bottle up. You feel me? So my dumb ass go first, and I take the Everclear bottle, turn it up, and I'm guzzling it, and the shit is burning, and then I grab a 40-ounce and chase it afterwards, which made it worse.
Now, what did you do that night? You just flatlined after that, right? That was it. You don't even know what happened. You done did the whole damn universe. Char. Hey, Char. I'm surprised you don't wear a fucking eye patch. What the fuck?
Did you wake up in the mascot uniform?
No, me and my boyfriend went back to his dorm and we went to sleep because I was fucked up. I had a boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? He played basketball, so we were all hanging out. So when he seen that I did the Everclear and I drank more than anybody else, then he did the right thing. You're not driving home. You're going to stay with me in the dorm and you can go home the next morning.
And how did your asshole feel that next morning? Because you know he got down on you.
She got busy, yo. She did everything sexually. She didn't imagine.
Yeah, you got ran all the way through that night. Believe it.
I think, like, yeah, baby, I'm gonna get you home. How your asshole
feel,
man?
No, we didn't do anything. That
y'all ain't do
anything. I was fully clubbing.
Okay, Chuck, let me ask you this. How much Everclear did you drink the day that you encountered the five guys?
The five guys and fries.
It was like a half a glass, cause that was nasty.
You had the five guys and fries.
Well, I know what kind of drink you drink.
How much of that shit did you drink for real that day?
I had half a glass, and it was like one of those
16-ounce
glasses, you know,
those
little glass tumblers or whatever. And
how much
I had
that?
So you drank 8 ounces of that shit.
Did y'all smoke some weed?
No, I wasn't smoking then. I didn't like it.
They spiked your drink. You was in Debo Pigeon Coop the next day.
Oh, my God.
Do not laugh at them. Do not laugh at them.
Get out of nowhere with the Debo Pigeon Coop. I'm sorry.
I got the best question in the fucking world, child. When you, what the fuck was you thinking or did you say when you realized I fucked five niggas yesterday?
No, what I said to them after we finished was like, damn, that's it.
When you woke up the next day with your snatch sore.
It wasn't sore because nobody was putting in work for that.
She fucked the wrong nigga because you was just fucking with the wrong crew.
So was they just giving
you was
like
fucking
one
Chinese
nut.
Niggas?
You
was fucking some Japanese niggas.
My poor dude woke up in the hospital like, what the fuck?
Were they all virgins?
No, the virgin came like a couple of weeks later.
All right, Todd, we finna get to the heart of this matter.
After that, though.
Todd, we finna get to the heart of this matter. We finna get to the heart of this matter, Todd. Okay, you was telling the story earlier about your mama carrying the big dildo in her purse, the huge dildo.
I'm
saying, do you fuck with a huge dildo? Because for you to take five dicks and not be sore, I need to understand what's going on. What are the odds of five dicks not doing some damage on a pussy?
I just thought I had the biggest pussy ever. I just felt like could nobody do no damage, and I mean I wasn't really feeling it like that. You know what I'm saying? I felt like love penetration. You know, I felt like I mean shit. I thought I was super pussy, but then after I had my first child. And I thought I was going to be able to fuck like I used to, and I realized that my shit was way smaller than it was, then I had to rethink some things.
Oh, so the baby shrunk your pussy back.
Yeah, each child that I had made me smaller than what I was before I got pregnant.
And you wasn't, wait, hold on, the fat guy, wait, I'm high, my bad. The fat guys was before the babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said what she was doing. Yeah, because she said she didn't have her first orgasm until she was 18. So what was
wrong? I can't follow all of this. I can't follow the chronological order of all this shit.
Lord.
She took five dicks off of Everclear on a boat headed to the Mediterranean during a storm. Under attack by a fucking octopus, one fucking leg, one fucking eye, the other one got
patch. I can agree with her because I done bust a chick cherry at motherfucking 28 years old and she fucked mad niggas and I ain't understand that.
Well, who said they bust somebody's cherry?
No, that bitch can't.
Bitch
came on her period on you, cuz.
I bought that pussy right over. That pussy was nice and tight. She was fucking mad bitches, and I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, she hit you with a lot, cuz.
She hit me with a lot. I know what I'm doing.
She hit you with a lot.
I know what I'm doing.
You're talking about Vanessa Martieri. That was her period, so you wouldn't sock her.
I'm a grown ass man, bro. I know the difference.
Okay.
I'm not 50 Tyson. Keep that way, brother. I can write a book on pussy, baby. Don't get it twisted at all.
Disclaimer. I have a disclaimer. I do not use any pussy tightening creams ever. I don't have to. That's the one thing I can say, that I have been blessed to have a naturally tight form after having four kids naturally. I don't have to use no kind of cream. I don't got to use none of that. So, you know, Mr. John Rose, whatever the hell his name is.
How many Chinese niggas in North Carolina?
Huh?
How many Chinese niggas in North Carolina?
I don't know.
I'm still stuck on the five. I'm still stuck on the five at the, in one night and you not being sore.
I had an ocean coochie. My shit was what? Yes, nigga might fall in that shit.
Don't have nothing to do with it being beat, though.
So motherfuckers is in that bitch in and out real quick.
Okay, you gotta think about it. We were all in high school, and a lot of people ain't have stamina like that. You know what I'm saying? A couple of dudes give you like five strokes, and they done. They be premature coming. Like, really? What the fuck, man? Get the hell
That's
out of here!
That's how shit is for a high school nigga, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and for some grown niggas.
Yeah.
You can't call him grown if he can't hold it. he ain't grown if he can't hold it, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, so you say. Sometimes you guys get excited and can't contain yourselves.
Listen to me.
Well,
he ain't grown.
It does go both ways.
See, a grown nigga got a plan of attack for a pussy.
Yeah, your mind has a plan for attack.
No, we are one. A grown nigga got a plan of attack.
No.
Trust and believe that. If the nigga get in there, 16-year-old you, he just don't know what the fuck he doing. He's still a little nigga when it comes to fucking bitches. Period. Raw or rubber, 100.
So you knew what you were doing at
16? 16, no. But you know what?
Okay.
Some days I could get lucky. Some days I could get lucky and hold it down for a minute, but shit. You know what I'm saying? When I was 16, it was all wrong.
At 16, the second one was Mr. Olympic.
Yeah.
Some
days
I
get lucky, but for the most part, well, shit, when I was in high school, it was about a 30 boy. It'd be over. We're going to make the 30 scantless, though. It ain't going to be no little 2, 3, 4 pump. It's going to be a good scantless 30 in the auditorium curtains. I used to fuck all over the school. I swear to God. At the basketball, before basketball practice, oh my goodness. It was going down. Closets, bathrooms, locker rooms, the classrooms, it didn't matter. Well, it's going to take but a couple minutes.
Okay, you know Diesel is the one that did the song 35, right?
He did the what?
He's the one that sings 35, right?
Okay.
So, I'm going to catch
shit,
him before he turns 35, because they ain't going to tell him what's going on.
You had the screener, child. You like, you know, he the one that made 35. You should have said,
you know
the song 35, right? She'd
have been
like, yeah, I know that bullshit.
No.
That's my song, but you know, I just be like, you know, by the time you're 35, what are you going to be like? I'm like, you know what? We should go to Detroit, right? And we can really see what the Dirty D is giving up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you a picture. It's in my phone.
What Dirty D? What are you talking about?
Dirty Detroit. I call it the Dirty
D. You ain't about,
like,
nah, hell no. Nah. You ain't about to be telling no the Dirty D. We don't call it the Dirty D.
It's the D.
It's Detroit. You ain't talking about the Dirty D.
I mean, like, it's not like a
Oh, you gonna come to the Dirty D and holla at a player?
No. We should discuss what's going to happen when I come to Detroit. Actually, this is the breakdown. We come to Detroit, Diesel, Big Cat, and a whole GSM crew, right? They gonna find us some play toys. They gonna find us some dudes that we can, like, kick it with and make our victims. You know what I'm saying? And then we gonna write a blog. And we're gonna
I got somebody for you like yesterday. I swear to goodness. You come here, I swear to goodness, I got somebody perfect for you.
I don't even like how Big Head laughing.
Big
Head,
what
you gonna do? Invite 50 Tyson to Detroit when I come?
No. We gonna hook you up with the you an OG and you done been to prison, so we gonna hook you up with
the OG
who been to prison.
Hey, Lord.
And he a hoe, so y'all gonna get along just fine.
Hey, look,
huh?
Chuck want to come to the D and kick the ball off.
Oh, my goodness.
Kick the ball off.
Kick the ball off. What the hell are you doing?
The lights. Kick the ball
off. You ain't him. I kick it with you, Lope.
Yeah, I'm a little stupid. I'm a little stupid today. I'm sorry. It's my first day.
Yeah, okay.
Just ask dog about kicking the ball balls.
Let me tell you about our co-host. Instead of him calling in at 11:30, he calls the iPhone, right? My dad's like, Mommy, Diesel. I'm like, tell him I'm doing the show. He needs to call in. Then he
got the
Blackberry.
Don't be trying to front on me, and you still got a Blackberry.
What?
Team Blackberry, you're okay. Team Blackberry.
Oh, no. It's a couple Blackberry users on the phone.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
Team Blackberry, fuck my phone.
Nah, I fuck the iPhone for real. I don't fuck with it. Well, Chuck, you keep dissing me on my first day. I don't appreciate it.
Well, you know, you got to be broken in.
Yeah, I mean,
you
got to
be broken
in.
I got so much backlash over here.
Are you talking about broke in? She just threw me in the fire.
Okay.
Today. I don't know where we go from here. What do we talk about from here? Now that I know everything that I know.
Oh, my goodness, please. She had me making appointments for threesomes and all kinds of stuff. You gotta...
Making appointments for threesomes?
Yes.
Who, you?
Yes.
So y'all be running niggas, huh?
No. That's a harsh word. No, actually, I was trying to talk her into a threesome when I came to New York because she a virgin. I was trying to tap that.
See that? All over there.
She a virgin to...
Who a virgin?
To threesomes?
To threesomes.
Yeah.
It's scandalous if you do it with the right person. It's got to be the right person.
I don't want no strings attached if I do it with two other people. I don't want no strings attached. I don't want no emotions.
That's probably not going to be a problem for a guy.
Word up. Ask him, it will be no strings attached.
Hell
no. Ask him. I didn't say hell no.
What would you say? Sign me up. No strings attached, sign me up.
No strings attached.
So what you waiting on?
The first one to volunteer.
What you waiting on?
Oh, please.
Ask.
Yeah.
What you waiting on?
Waiting on what? With who?
To have your first threesome.
Okay. Where's the female?
You know what I'm saying? Do you, like, go hang out at the Buffalo Wild Wings to see what's going
on? Do you, like, get to know each other? What do you do?
What you got to get to know each other for and you say no strangers?
Because he asked if we got to go to Buffalo Wild Wings or something.
I'm saying, do you go stake out at Buffalo Wild Wings and find a threesome couple?
No.
Where would you
be like, hey, I like the Asian thing too.
No. I've only been asked by a female, but it was her, you know, her and her man, and I didn't want to do that because
why?
Because it usually messes up home when you do stuff like that.
So you're saying you just want to get a random chick and a random dude?
Yeah, like, you know, friends hanging out, getting tossed up one night, and then it just happens. I don't want to, you know, be in the midst of a relationship and being the steak in the bedroom, you know, and they feasting.
So I say, when you ready?
When you ready to hang out? Get fucked up.
Well, Chalk asked first, so Chalk
asked.
Chalk asked first.
We're talking way out in North Carolina, nigga. We're in New York.
She's coming out here, though.
What is the fuck is you talking about?
What is Mo talking about?
Exactly. You came to see me at my salary. Only reason why it didn't go down is because a bitch was sick. I had a cold. But I have my own home for a minute now.
Yeah, I see.
Mo's dick is busy anyway. What is he talking about?
Chalk, you in North Carolina?
I heard your dick is busy.
Oh, yeah, but I don't mean there ain't no space.
Yeah.
Chalk, you in North Carolina.
Yeah. Why y'all keep putting cuz on blast like that, man, on the air?
Because he did it to himself.
I ain't do shit.
Yes,
I'm with my girl. What's the problem? Damn, calm down.
I ain't calm. I'm calm. All the way calm.
Hell damn.
Well, don't do it to yourself, bro.
Exactly.
Listen, I got 50 faces on speed dial. You fucking retarded, dick, so you better sit
down.
And he get
him. Get him. That's it. Because I told you don't go crazy. Go ahead.
We want to talk about retarded dicks. You don't have to shit me. Do you really want to go there?
He already went there.
What'd you say?
They say on y'all porno, he hitting it from the back. Like, niggas don't know that I'm 50 touches. Y'all don't know that I'm 50 touches.
I
just want to be the one to hold you down.
Oh, it was crazy. Let's talk to where the porn star chick at?
I don't know. This is the crazy shit, right? I send her people an email this morning before I go to work. Then I'm like, I didn't get to run my promo like I wanted to. So I'm like, right when I get in from work, I'm promoing her being on the show. She's retweeting, and I'm like 11:30 to 11:45 because that was the block that I was given. So I'm like, if you're retweeting and you know you're supposed to be on the show, why aren't you on? Then I even send you a tweet like, call in now, press 1. People are waiting for you to call in. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, she didn't call. We had a productive conversation. Maybe she'll call another time.
Yes, she did.
Maybe she's in the middle of she's about to film something.
Maybe she's drinking Everclear. We'll be on
Skype. And to everybody that's on the show that was on here, when Manette was on there, she's real chill. She actually answers the nigga back.
Aw, awesome.
She's good people. She's a good person.
Yeah, me she is, and with Andy and Guys come on August the 19th, she will call in on Tuesdays and kick it with us, and she's going to be, you know, she's going to be keeping it hot because we already know that Tasha Marbury's storyline is based around her, and that's really sad that you got a washed-up-ass husband, ex-husband, his career is over, so he got to revamp himself in China. So you find a chick that you got to cause beef with and lie to get on NBA Wise, and then you just keep the lies going so you can be relevant. But you want to be on the show with Evelyn and Tammy and Shawnee when, bitch, you're really a non-fucking factor. That's sad.
Well, everybody on that show aren't all their husbands washed up? Who husband was relevant on that show?
You know what? I don't hate that. Like I said, I don't hate them getting their money, but I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit at all. I don't appreciate 40-year-old women behaving like teenagers. They don't do nothing but show young women to be materialistic fucking assholes, and that's the bitches that niggas dealing with now. A bunch of airhead ass, I Gucci Prada, this, that, and the other, I got money, and don't know how to wipe they fucking pussy good because they model themselves after these dumb hoe bitches on TV. I don't appreciate that shit one bit because that shit is destroying black motherfuckers.
Amen.
It's part of the problem.
It's part of the problem.
100.
They can act like that.
I don't condone that shit at all.
Yeah, they think acting like that is what attracts security.
Them housewives,
and,
right.
You know.
That love of hip-hop bullshit.
Yeah.
Man,
a bunch of motherfuckers, four motherfuckers throwing fits.
That goes
always all the way across the board. Men and women do the same shit.
I knock
the niggas too because my son is an inspiring rapper. You heard me? But I listen to the bullshit he listens to, and he's impressed by. And I be like, nah, kid, go look, read this. I do this. I, you know. Come on.
Yeah. Right, right.
You modeling yourself after these tall boys, and then he don't feel like he's. You want to finish school and this and that and that. You need an education to be lyrical. You understand?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, this is
this part of
the problem, man. This is the main problem with hip-hop and society. Like, back in the day, you know, you remember N.W.A. and Snoop and when the West Coast was popping, like, they wanted to ban that type of music. They didn't want that music to be played just for the sake of controlling what black people got to say. You know what I'm saying? To raise awareness on what's going on in the hood. So they tried to protest that shit, and they stepped on CDs, and they tried to bring up laws and bills and other, like, and they really came against young black men providing a way for more black men to make money and earn honest living. And then they realize, wait a minute, these motherfuckers do everything these rappers say. So they done flipped the shit on our heads now. So that's why the rappers that you hear now in the popular music now is the let's get turned up, let's drink excessive, let's take drugs, let's pop mollies, let's carry guns. Let's snort coke. Let's drink syrup. You know what I'm saying? This is the music that's being pushed by mainstream America. Where the protesters at now? They in line because the motherfucking, listen, 85% of the youth right now in the inner city is on some type of fucking drug, dude. These kids pop pills. These kids take whatever the fuck they can to get high, dude, and this is what's being forced down their throat.
Yep, what they hear on the radio, what they see on TV.
Yeah, you listen to Lil Wayne on the radio, like they censor his words But the message is very clear what he's saying. And once again, I ain't hating on Lil Wayne because that's a black man getting money and he providing providing jobs and a life for more black men. You know what I'm saying?
Really,
we grow up in environments that's really trapped. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no fucking opportunities. Ain't no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? A nigga literally have to leave from where he at to make something of himself.
Right.
But the thing is, as a parent, because I got teenagers, I have to teach them to separate music from reality.
Yeah. I did that too.
My son gonna take the school to go out there and shoot a nigga and sell Molly. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I teach them that it's different. And these kids are living the life that they rapping about, and these rappers not even living that life. You understand?
Exactly.
They kids go to street.
Exactly.
You understand? So you teaching the kids what to do. You understand? So you rapping my lifestyle in reality. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Yeah, we did a lot of shit growing up. I did a whole bunch. They could rap a lot about it. And there ain't nothing to brag about. You understand? Because I'd be in a different space of my life if I wasn't in them predicaments that, you know, that I came up in. But at the end of the day, these rappers ain't shooting cops. These 14-year-old boys are. These rappers ain't running out to involving niggas and this and that. These 14-year-old boys are. You know, they ain't Bloods and Crips. These 14-year-old boys are.
Exactly.
But they sit up there and put a bunch of fucking gang tattoos on his face and then never shot a nigga a day in his fucking life.
Right.
You understand? Niggas locked up, check the custody, promising niggas when you come home. Lil Wayne was promising a million niggas on the island to stay out of his ass. You understand? You know how many niggas think they was coming home to be down with fucking Young Money?
Right.
That's why the niggas get
hurt. Now they looking for him.
Right.
So these rappers, they rapping about these kids' life because what they say, the kids are doing it. You understand? Hard body. And the lyrical ones like Nas and Common, and that's not, these kids don't want to pay no attention to that.
Not only that, they don't get the platform. They going to eat whatever they fed,
bro. They don't get the radio, don't play them. You know
they going to eat, they going to eat whatever they fed, man. That the media raised it, and that's the difference between.
Everything they see. You know,
yeah, that's the difference between kids.
A baby going, if you say fuck, around your 1 year old, your baby gonna run around and say fuck. Why are you cursing?
Fuck.
So that's all they see. And I was in the studio the other day with my son, and he was cursing a lot in his song. In the beginning, he didn't want to. He was censoring himself, but it was messing up his flow. So I said, listen, do your thing. Let me see what you're working with. But then today, I sat him down. I said, listen, if you want to get on the radio, you want to make it big. You don't have to sit there and say fuck and shoot and kill all day and
night.
You're a smart kid. You could come up with something creative, you know?
Absolutely.
And he went back
right.
You know, that's what parents need to do, but I'm going to keep it real. With these teenagers, once they become teenagers, with the radio and the TV, it gets out of our control, even with us.
And there's a lot of punk-ass parents.
The world, stepping on the streets take over. You feel me?
Yeah. And not only that, man, these kids.
You got a lot of punk ass parents out here, man.
These kids feel like they have to be there. They have to be the gangster. They have to be the drug dealer. They have to be the, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's all the same, man. If you don't have nobody over you, you know what I'm saying? Be it your parents, your uncle, your older brother, you know what I'm saying? Your father, your stepfather, Mr. Johnson down the street, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a coach. If you don't got that man, you know what I'm saying, or that woman who is a real lady and that can teach you values on how to be a lady or to teach you values on how to be a man, the media is going to raise these people,
okay,
and they turn into little robot monsters.
I'm telling you, out of your control, because, like I said, we're great parents, and I'm dealing with that now, and I just took custody of my two oldest. You understand? They got good mothers, very responsible, holds them down, but once they get out, once the streets open their arms, these kids run out there and hug it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right.
They,
so you got to arm them. You got to arm them because they got to get out there.
Yeah, they got to, and that's why I'm trying to arm with the education and the knowledge to survive out there. Because you're not going to listen to me. You want to listen to Jay-Z or Lil Wayne. You understand?
Right.
You're going to say what you got to say to me. All kids did it. We all did it at that age to get out of that house. Then once you get out the house, you're on your own. And you know what's crazy? I wasn't raised. I mean, I was raised on my own. I lost my parents. My mother died when I was 3. My father died when I was 11. I lost my parents. I lived on the street, you know? And the worst thing that my son said to me, he ran away. And I said, yo, you think you could do this and do that at 16? You know what he said to me? Daddy, you did it. And I kind of, the way I was coming up, I came up in the crack era. It was a different story. 16-year-olds can sit out there and make $3,000-$5,000 a night. You understand what I'm saying? So we can live on our own. This whole
different times now.
Different times. So don't repeat what your father did. I'm not proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. You don't have to go in the streets. You understand? You don't have to make $50, $60, or even $150 to impress these women to go buy joy. That's what we was doing. You understand? Shit, I done sold crack to my fans. You know what I mean? Which I regret.
Yeah. And he gotta understand that you in the minority.
Yeah. You got parents that's working at you everything, but you know what he said? I don't wanna do it. I don't wanna do this. I don't wanna do that. Oh, they too strict. Oh, this or that. Oh, I wanna go stay at my other brother's house. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the boys in blue is behind it too, because you slapped the shit out of them. Neighbors call the cops, police locking you up for whipping your own child. But I tell them I go to jail for disciplining you, I'll beat the shit out of you. And I call the cops and I wait for them. I'm not playing with you. Your mother might be like, oh no, she called the cops, but I'm going to beat fire out of you. And
you know what?
Up,
you know, and that's what these kids need, because life going to kick their ass if you don't.
Life's gonna kick your ass
anyway. But you learn that order, you learn that respect, you learn that healthy fear for fucking up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta learn that thing.
You gotta know that consequences come behind everything that you do, good or bad, man. And these kids don't have no concept of that. You know what I'm saying? These kids be 17, 18 years old, getting life in prison because they don't understand that if I kill a nigga, I'm going to go to jail for the rest of my life. It's just like I'm throwing an advanced fit. You know what I'm saying? The shit ain't going my way, so I'm going to spaz out, and I don't give a fuck about nobody or nothing. So, bam, I'm going to kill this nigga. And then when they get in them cuffs and they get in that interrogation,
and they worry about
it's something they ain't never seen before.
And because it's their first encounter with discipline.
Yeah, that trouble, they ain't know nothing about
is,
being
bro,
in trouble.
There's a catch two to that, too. Because you got little boys who go in there and that they feel like they have to become that bad guy. You understand? They do that time.
Right.
They come home and feel like they just did the world. And they go back.
Yeah, that
means
they made it. You know
back.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. You understand? Once they get a little stressed, they like, yeah, I did it. I could do it again. They go back another year. Come home. They the baddest nigga on the street. Then those become little dangerous ones. You see what just happened in the Bronx?
The basis of the thing is...
Yeah, I see.
That's being glorified, man. That's just what it is. The wrong shit is being glorified. The hustle, you know what I'm saying? The hustle of going out, whether you going to a job and you punching your clock for whatever amount of hours that they giving you every day, and you earning what you want, opposed to trying to get out on the corner and hustle up on a couple of dollars, and you going to jail constantly because you know what I'm saying? It's not the thing to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just
you know
I feel like
everybody
I feel like people
fast,
truck,
fast
like
money, and that ain't it.
Truck.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody got their own lane, and that's another part. That's another problem with our people. Like everybody is just reaching for a lot of the same goals. You know, people not tapping in to what they really fucking good at. People trying to be what they not, and they, you know what I'm saying. And you know, and once you make it to a certain level, it's somebody that you portraying. Now you living your life as somebody else. You can't be yourself. That's the fucked up part is society and the media makes you feel like if you don't have this, if you're not this,
don't have,
if
yeah,
you don't belong,
yeah.
you don't belong. You
that's
know
just
what
like,
you
yeah, mean? I agree. If you're not wearing Jordan, if you don't have the Louis Vuittons
exactly.
on, if you ain't
all
wearing Gucci, if you ain't rocking
all
true religion, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like,
yeah.
People
I mean,
just don't like
fashion and fast and shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was in high school, all you had a pair of Jordans, you was the shit.
And not
you know
only that, and not only that, my nigga, social media is a gateway to make this problem worse because people can be a whole different motherfucker on social media and not give account for the reality. You know what I'm saying? People be fronting, people be posting other people's jewelry, people be posting other people's money, people be living with their parents, buying Gucci, Prada, this kind of car, that kind of car, and they don't have to give account for their perpetration, and it's making us worse, dog.
And
it's
right,
making us worse.
Everything
A Son was just on the show, and they asked him, your song is I Woke Up to a Brand New Bugatti, you know that Bugatti song? And they asked him, and he was like, yo, who Bugatti that was in your video? He was like, he borrowed it from T-Pain. That's your
right.
song. You know what I mean? But you had to borrow
right.
Bugatti
from T-Pain. Right.
You know
I'm a,
what
I'm
saying?
I'm a fake, and I don't care that I'm a fake. But the song and the beat is catchy. You're going to love it. But see, they eat with the
I mean, that's
they
the same thing with Rick Ross.
They
see, I think I'm big meat.
They eat what they say, period. They eat exactly what they say. So if they decided to slide some positive rap in there, which they don't do anymore, period.
Yeah,
when we was coming
when we was coming up
you had Tribe Called Quest, you had De La Soul, you had Public Enemy, you had Arrested Development, you had people who would come on a whole nother level. Now that guy is considered corny if you ain't making it rain in the club. If you're not hustling. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Said,
like, look at B.O.B. They made him turn into somebody else. His first album, he was this cool, kind of different kind of guy with a different kind of flow.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like Lupe
Mars
Fiasco. And now we still in this bitch and I'm getting high and I'm throwing singles in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now he can't be himself anymore.
Lupe Fiasco, he was another one. I think he was kind of lyrical. And
I think somebody slipped that nigga a Mickey. That's 100. I think somebody slipped him something because he just seemed like dark now. He used to be so fresh and funky. You know what I'm saying? He was a breath of fresh air for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? He was, you know what I'm saying, he was clever, he was clean, he was, you know what I'm saying, and now
yeah,
he
but he went on
the
cure.
Yeah,
I think he went on a couple of them spiritual journeys, though. He did, like, a couple spiritual journeys.
Yeah, but that spiritual journey was a bald deal, because you get on a spiritual journey, then that means you're supposed to be in tune with yourself and your people, and for him to speak out against Barack Obama was a direct violation. I don't care if you don't like nothing he do. This the first black president. This us.
If you got something bad to say, then
you keep it to your goddamn self. You don't. It's already bad enough these white people can't fucking stand him.
You know where that came from? I gave him his props on the lyrics. But you gotta understand, when he came out, his whole fan base was white. You understand? So he was on that whole vibe. So that being around all the white people, being on rock people tours and this and that, he became them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
because he was like a skater boy when he first came out.
So he took like a Republican
mind frame. Clean cut guy with a good clean flow.
Yeah, skateboard type dude. Yeah.
But you notice, once he gets Barack, his whole shit just died out.
Yeah.
It was over.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, you want to know why? Because these white kids are growing up with black in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's still a healthy fear for black people, like it should be, because we scared of us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So of course they're gonna be a little scared of us, but they are basically trying to convert to being us. They tan. You know what I'm saying? They plug their lips. They get big asses now. You know what I'm saying? Because of hip hop. Well, hip hop is one of the main bridges. You know what I'm saying? So when he came out and dissed Barack Obama, he wasn't thinking about a lot of younger white people voted for Barack Obama.
Yeah, they team Barack. He didn't know he was a fool. That's all. He thought what he was doing was right. He thought it would make him fall in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And when you do publicity stunts, you're selling yourself out, period. Let yourself sell yourself. If it's 20,000 fans, then appreciate those 20,000 fans. If it's 2 million fans, then appreciate that. If it's 20 million, appreciate that. Don't sell yourself out or change who you are to gain that popularity, because that popularity will flip on you, and then you'll hate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can't go to the goddamn movies because everybody taking, or you can't go out to eat because it's 800 cameras outside the restaurant once you reach a certain level of your career. You know what I'm saying? So it's best to stay true to yourself, so at least you won't be trapped, you know what I'm saying, trapped in a corner even when you alone. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need to learn how to be themselves, mind their business, and improve themselves, man. And stop being so judgmental. You know what I'm saying? People so fucked up in the head, man, when it comes to, and that's social media too. It gives you an entitlement to people's business, people's life. Motherfuckers wake up out they sleep and get to scrolling through Instagram and Twitter to see what the fuck other people doing. And that's become routine. So that means it matters. When it shouldn't.
This is
we know
he's
in the motherfucker.
This is funny, right? This is the media for you, right? I'm on Vlad TV. Nelly brings out kidnapped victim Amanda Berry during a concert. This little girl been kidnapped for 10 years. She don't need to be in no motherfucking concert. They glorify their life now. They go in the wrong direction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why? If she wanted to meet Nelly, cool. Go backstage. I love you, this and that, down there.
Right.
You bring out on stage in front of thousands of people. This little girl been raped and kidnapped for 10 years. You understand?
Yeah.
The tragedy
is compelling, man. It made tragedy compelling.
Yeah, like you made it a good thing to happen. You understand what I'm saying? Now she on stage.
But she is. Just think about First 48. Just think about it in its simplest form, the base of it. This is a show about people being murdered in the inner city, and this is entertainment. This should be horrifying.
Yeah.
It should fuck you up that you know what I'm saying? There's so many people dying violently to the point to where they can make a show out of it. And still they ain't covering the smallest percent of it.
I feel like the First 48 was made for us, not to show all the murders. It's teaching you to get away with murder so you can do more murders if you're a murderer.
Exactly.
There,
I mean, either way is a fucked up concept.
They put that out there, just like they put the guns on the street and put the drugs on the street. We was having a discussion about that earlier. You can't get coke through customs. Customs have to bring coke through customs. You understand what I'm saying?
True that, though.
I'm fucking tight. So it ain't nowhere in the world you got 20 kilos of cocaine hitting the streets.
And try to take a piece of blood over the counter and see what happens.
Yeah, and nothing over nothing, because U.S. Customs got everything. Even as far as government, U.S. Customs got everything on lockdown. The government knows everything that moves on these streets.
That's just like with any drug, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that you getting that shit over here, like you say, without somebody higher up okaying it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
Listen, this whole world is based on trading goods, man. What do you have that we can benefit from, and what can we give you in exchange for what you can give us? It's an agreement like that across the board, except for with Cuba. Because Castro like, fuck y'all, I ain't sharing shit.
That's why they can't stand Cuba.
He said, fuck y'all, I ain't sharing shit. None of my nothing.
You know?
And that's why he an outcast. That's why you can't go to Cuba. That's why it ain't this fantastic vacation spot, because the United States can't benefit from what Cuba got, its natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit is ran on some big power, and we sit at the table and we make decisions on how we control these people. And they doing a fantastic job.
I gotta go. It was a blessing talking to you guys. I enjoyed the conversation. Your time.
Yeah, for sure.
Be good, baby girl. Yo, y'all be good, you heard? I catch y'all in the next one.
100, coach.
Yep. Todd, you still on the phone or you sleep?
Yeah.
Todd?
Hey, I'm out too, man. It was good talking to y'all brothers, man.
All right, man.
Into the ladies. Into the ladies, no doubt.
Thank you all.
So we got Aston left?
Yes, I'm here.
Did we just cut off? Where is Chuck?
I don't know where she went.
She just fell in damn sleep.
That's so messed up.
She's like, y'all done turned my shit into a political... See how y'all done turned my shit into a serious talk show. We ain't talking about no ass.
I enjoyed the conversation you guys had.
100. Yeah. That's what your new host. Are we still on the air or are we just talking to each other?
No, you still on. You'll be kicked off when the time runs out.
When the time runs out?
It'll just say, you know,
we're
listening to.
He's gonna hang the fuck up when we get kicked off.
No, I mean, it'll probably at least say thank you for, you know, listening to Blog Talk Radio, and then it'll just hang up on you.
Right? How about I say it before the thing said, and then we hang up at the same time, like you used to do in middle school. You hang up. No, you hang up. No,
okay.
Thank y'all for listening to Chocolate City Radio. It's your boy Diesel. The new co-host, the homegirl, Asmin, Chalk Mommy, the homie Big Head, shout out to Mo, and what was the other brother's name? You don't remember?
Impact on the show.
Hey, homie, you know who you was, man. We talking to
you. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, call in next time. So you go ahead and sign off, because I don't know how it's done.
Did a great job, my friend. You tell everybody you love them. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I love
you all.
And
have a good night.
And you guys have a good night. You got to sign off, though. That ain't right.
No, you don't. You can do it. Absolutely.
No,
you're doing great.
No, to hell with that. You train me and tell me how I'm supposed to say it. Because I'm just kicking it.
You did great, Diesel. But, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it has come time. Tune in to the next show. I'm not sure who she has listed for next show, for the guests of the next show. Hopefully Roxy will come on and redeem herself a little bit. If not, we will still have a great time on the Chocolate Wave. Love you all, and good night.
I don't believe Chalk ass went to sleep.
Okay, they hung up.